Peterski is also there.
Hundreds of people wait in a line to enter the Cathedral of the Holy Cross here in Boston's South End, where President Obama will offer words of comfort to this rattled city. Bostonians now turn to healing and community. And at last night's Boston Bruins hockey game,
Governor Rick Perry in the wake of a deadly explosion in the small town of West, maybe due to the morning White House.
Of Air Force One,
President Obama has called the Texas governor to offer federal emergency help to cope with the aftermath of the explosion. The president is also trying to reach the mayor of the city of West, but in the chaos, they have not yet been able to connect. In the meantime, Sergeant William Hattie Swanson with Waco Police describes the extent of the damage. A search for victims.
Telling us to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be preaching are now warring on my TV. Oh, but I can't trust in a political system. Right.
fresh new insights into this.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
I can see the teardrop in your eyes. Seems to me that now you realize Jesus and I can hear between your words, your bright seems to me that now you realize Jesus belongs.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here in the afternoon. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 9 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock here on WSOM, and you're listening to Donna McAfee. And I want you guys to know just how small the world is. I have Netta Claybrook in studio with me and Judy Wilson, and today is the first, this is the third Thursday?
Third Thursday.
And Mark Mangi's hanging out with me. I have the privilege of having attorney Mark Mangi hanging out with me today.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And I'm sitting here, and she handed me this little CD, you know. Y'all understand. And I would be honest. You know, people give me stuff, and I'd be like, okay, thank you. And I just put it out, and, you know, I don't read it, pick it up. And I picked it up because that's who you heard singing. And I'd never heard her before. And, you know, I needed to know who I was going to say. I needed to know her name. And I looked on the back. And I got a feeling a friend of mine produced this. And then I opened it up and started reading the sleeve. And some friends of mine are actually on here playing keyboards. And I don't know if he wrote it or not. I got to pull out some more. Tony Wilkins, who I used to sing in the choir with him, and Denise Joyner. I'm like, oh, my God. I know these people. And I put Danetta Smiley
awesome.
Going. And I'm going, okay, I know these people. Okay, so, and you're going to bring some of these people to Youngstown, and I'm like, maybe I'll show up on Saturday night, maybe I won't, but I guess I have to, because you guys are not only going to have a good time, but geez, oh man, you're going to bring my family home.
Absolutely.
That's amazing, because you don't understand, we haven't seen each other in years. And so we're talking about the women's rally. There's a women's rally in the Valley that's going to take place on this upcoming Saturday here in Youngstown at Victory Assembly out on in Coatesville on 422,
yes.
Where Thomas is our pastor of the church. And I have some great women in here. We're going to talk about why they do what they do, how this happened. At 1 o'clock, the men are going to come in, and they're going to try to outshine the women, but we know it's really not going to
happen. Oh, it's going to happen. Guys do it better.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Girls, ladies, welcome to Tracy and Friends, and thank you for stopping in and allowing us to talk with you about the Women's Rally. What's going on here?
Well, we had a vision. One particular woman had a vision about paralleling something for the women in the valley. As the men have their rally in the valley, that there needed to be something for women. And she connected with Bing Newton, who's kind of the foster father of the men's rally. And we went from there, and we started with just a few people. We meet on the second Saturday of the month, and we've been meeting for about a year and a half. And the rally is in place. There has been the delight of our prayer and our visioning for the women of the Youngstown and Mahoning County area. And we're very thrilled and excited to have this event in place for Saturday.
You guys even let me come out and hang out with you guys on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Morning. That was kind of cool. What a great group of women. Tell me, the rally, it's called Catch the Vision. What you guys trying to say?
Well, to catch the vision, we want women to walk away with their lives changed. We want them to have a new awareness, to know that they're special, to know that God made them special and that there's a purpose and a plan for their lives. And anyone who is unhappy right now, in distress or just having a lot of difficulties and problems, that there is a better plan and a better way for their lives. And we just want their lives to be touched and changed on this Saturday.
I was ministering this morning, and I was talking about the chaos that's in our world right now. I mean, when you really look at what's going on in America, just in America, I don't think we understand the supernatural demonic activity that is going on and how we don't want to acknowledge the God that has to be and put it back into order.
We definitely are in a spiritual warfare constantly and daily. And
because we can't put this back in order on our own volition. And for some reason, man thinks he can do all things, but he has no idea that he can't do anything without God. And we are kicking God out of our marketplace everywhere. How do you do anything without Jesus Christ? How do you teach people right from wrong and don't have a moral compass of God?
Well, that is part of the reason why we are having and experiencing a lot of the difficulties and problems that we are having. Without the covering of God, without the power of God, without us walking and being obedient to God, we are experiencing a lot of trouble and calamity and distress. And it is very difficult. I do not know how people do it without God. You know, with God, all things are possible. You know, God is your strength. He's your protector. He gives you the wisdom and the understanding to know how to deal with the problems of life today. And it is so important that we seek God, we study our word, we pray, we come together where there's unity, there's strength, and now is the time that we as Christians, we as followers of Christ, need to take a stand and fight this battle that we're in.
Julie?
I think there's a dimension of the generation, the upcoming younger generation that has missed the opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They grow up in a broken home. They grow up where financial issues are more important sometimes than religious beliefs and issues. And so consequently, they haven't had the opportunity to be exposed to a relationship with Christ. And so they reach out for the things that please them, you know, drugs, alcohol, sexual encounters, things like that, that tear them away and allow the enemy to come into their lives and influence them for darkness. I think that any time we have an opportunity as Christians to promote the gospel, to promote the personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's the empowering thing. And sometimes when people haven't had the opportunity to be exposed to that, we have to provide it. I think our rally on Saturday is just that. For young people, I hope we have a segment of younger people that are coming. But again, you know, we just need to keep providing things that open that opportunity for them to come into that relationship, to realize that the things of the allurements of the world are empty.
You mentioned young people. Are young people, a lot of times when we say women's rally in the valley, we think, you know, that's for the older people.
Ah, Well, at my church, I invited the younger, you know, the high school age and up young women that are in the young adults group. We have a small group, but, you know, I personally invited them, and I'm believing and hoping that they show up. I don't know for sure.
And this is going to be at Victory Christian Center, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. What time is registration? Or do I have to have a ticket ahead of time? Can I just show up? What do I have to do?
Well, we have sold tickets ahead of time, but we are opening the gates. Anyone that wants to come without a reservation or a ticket, they can. The registration begins at 8.
Okay.
And, yes, please come on down if you haven't had an opportunity to get a ticket ahead of time.
Okay.
We welcome you.
Okay.
What sort of thing goes on at the event? What will you be doing, and do you have speakers?
We do. We have five amazing women that are going to speak, and different four of them are from the area that are involved in different ministries in the area, and we're just excited about what they're going to share about their life here and how Jesus has encountered them and help them with their life skills.
Do you find that the spiritual needs for women are different than the spiritual needs for men?
Of course.
All right. Tell me some of the differences. All right. I'm getting old and the brain cells go away. I watch this lady on television probably two or three mornings a week for the life.
Joyce Myers.
Awesome lady.
Yeah. And you know, I listen to her message, and you know, and I, it's primarily a female audience, but I think, you know, she has a powerful message that crosses gender. And
yes,
they always cross gender, but yeah. women somehow. In our new age, in our pop culture, we tend to think that we're not different, and we are. We have emotional differences.
Yes.
How we react to things are different than men, and how we internalize things is different than men. And somehow we have decided that we are equal in everything, and anyone who lives with anyone of the opposite sex will find out we don't think alike. We're different.
Absolutely.
And we need to acknowledge our differences and celebrate them.
Absolutely.
And understand that the way we relate to God and our Creator is different than how a man relates to his God and his Creator.
Sure.
And so in ministry, sometimes I need to have a little bit more coddling because I'm a nurturer. And so I need to hear from other women and to allow God to use them so that I can grasp it a little bit differently coming from a person who understands how I think.
I think that's really interesting, Tracy, and you ladies can correct me if you think I'm off base, but it seems to me that the needs, that this idea that everybody's equal is just way, way off base. There's a difference between inferior and superior and equal. Men and women aren't inferior or superior. We just are. But we're different, and nobody wants to talk about the differences, you know. As they try to meld the two, it seems like an unnatural fit, and that may be part of the problem that we have today, where people are turning away from religion and because they're trying to fit a mold that just is not there. You're never going to fit into a mold because we are different.
And we are, and it's good. I mean, and what makes it so great is not only are men and women different, but every man and every woman is different.
Mm.
And God personalizes our differences to make us all individually unique, the same as human beings.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, we all cry even if we don't cry out loud. We all hurt. We all have the same issues. We deal with them differently. But God deals with us individually, as He deals with us differently, and we as human beings are going to have to honor that. There's no way, you handed me an article, that a Big Bang could create what we have, this ecosystem.
Well, yeah, here you have Stephen Hawking, and while we were getting ready to go in here today, and you know, one of the premier physicists of the world, he has Lou Gehrig's disease. If you've seen him on TV, he can barely talk, can't talk at all. He communicates by moving his eyes, but a brilliant mind has really come out anti-God, and just gave a paper out in California, I believe it was, basically saying that God had nothing to do with the creation of the universe. And that takes it a step further, whether you're a creationist or an evolutionist or however, wherever you fit into the slot. But to have somebody just come out and say, it's irrelevant, there's no God, and, you know, God doesn't exist, and it just happened. And I really find that hard to believe, you know. It's maybe for him, because of his disability and the suffering he's done for 50 years, but that's a scary stuff.
When I look at what's going to happen and what why we do rallies in the valley, why we do men's rallies and women's rallies, why we have church services, why we have an assembly, and this is what this is. This is an assembly of the women that are invited to come and to pray and to hear and to glean and to worship and to seek God and to beseech him together, collectively, for many things, not independently as well as collectively. When we do this, we give an honor to the Creator, saying, I did not create myself. Our society at large is trying to erase all of the creation out of the minds of people.
That's because if the minute you put a creator into the mix,
you have accountability.
You got accountability, and nobody wants to be accountable. Everybody, there's no right or wrong in today's world. You know, it's got to be pretty heinous to be wrong, and even then, it's iffy.
Yeah.
And you know, and so the easy thing is just to turn away and say, well, there is no right or wrong.
Well, there has to be parameters, there has to be precepts, there has to be laws, there has to be boundaries. And we have to teach them. And somehow we have negated our responsibility of teaching right from wrong and boundaries. If you look at an ocean has a boundary, and when it exceeds beyond the boundaries, you have catastrophe.
Ladies, how do we fix it?
Yeah. It don't look like that. Cutie.
Well, that's an awesome challenge. How do you fix that?
It's got to be fixed.
It does have to be fixed. You know, one of the things that we've tried to encounter in our women's group is to tear down denominational boundaries, to build a body of Christ, women gathering across denominational lines, because a lot of the difficulties, even within the Christian community, are, you know, not thinking the same way, you know, so we're not going to associate with you. So I think at that level, if we can establish, you know, communications and unification within the body of Christ, then we have a better vehicle to implement the moral standards that we would like to see reestablished in our country. You know, government and all kinds of moral issues are challenged, and children and young people today are not given clear boundaries, not given clear rules. They're just saying, whatever feels good, you do it. You have permission. And that's going to destroy our nation from within.
And so when we look at a vision,
yes,
you got to have a vision.
Yes.
But if you don't have a creator, you can't have vision. You just got sight.
Oh, absolutely.
And you guys are going to be focusing in on vision, which means it's beyond what you can see. It's forecasting. It's moving forward. And it's seeking God and asking for a hope of what is yet to come. And so you guys got some people that's going to come in and going to speak to us. And you guys got how you going to squeeze all these people in from 9 until 4:30? You going to break for lunch? You going to let them go to the party?
Oh, yes. They have a 45-minute lunch.
What?
And it's going to be catered by Chef Al and the team, Challenge team.
Oh, they have good food, good sandwiches.
Yes, we have breaks throughout the day. There's going to be a whole host of vendors and different organizations from the community where we can shop and gather information during our break time.
And so Pat Scarcella. Is that Scarcella?
Yes.
Who is
Shiretta.
That? Shirella?
Pat Shiretta.
Shiretta. And who is that person?
She is here locally. She's the director of social services of the Rescue Mission of Mahoney Valley, and she has an awesome passion for helping the people in need. And at her rescue mission, they feed and clothe the homeless. So she has quite a testimony of not only her own life but of others, and she comes with a whole wealth of information and just a testimony that she's going to be sharing.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I want you to call in if you have any questions. They're going to be this Catch the Vision Women's Rally in the Valley. It's going to be this upcoming Saturday at 8 o'clock registration, 9 o'clock. They're going to be rocking and rolling. They're going to open
yeah.
up praise and worship. I'm quite sure. You guys asked me to come and sing. I'm really.
Do you sing, Tracy?
Sure.
Wow. No, no, don't do that.
We're putting you down
South
for
Carolina,
next time.
South Carolina, what did you just say? I heard you in the background. What did you say?
See, it should be saying something if Jeff won't let you get on the mic.
Listen here. The Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I can make a noise.
Yeah, I can tell you she can make a lot of noise.
I can make a noise. I want to run through the lineup, then I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. Tia Saturno?
Yes, she's the executive director at Bella Women's Center, and she also just has a special gift to be able to take real-life stories and when you are in your worst time of your life and how those worst times of your life can actually be turned into treasures. And she also is very talented in song. So she's also
going to be... So you let other people sing.
Oh, there's going
to
be...
No, they didn't ask me to sing. They didn't ask me to sing. See, they want me to come and talk about people and come and tell folks about the women's rally in the valley, but they won't let me sing. The guys won't let me come and sing. Nobody wants... You don't even want me to sing in the Seraphim Choir.
Hey, you can come sing any time.
I don't think she's old enough.
Melanie Miller.
Melanie Miller, she is a very talented woman. She sings, she dances, she's also a speaker. She is the only woman in the world that holds the title Miss Ohio and Mrs. America Ohio.
Wow.
So she's also going to be coming to speak, and just a whole different variety of women.
And then you have Pastor Kathy Thomas, who is the host pastor.
Yes, Pastor Thomas, she is also my pastor. She is a dynamic woman of God, and although she considers herself ordinary, she is definitely extraordinary, and she just has a vision for women. She wants women to truly see who they are in the Lord and what they're called to do, and she is just coming with a whole host of love and passion and a strong word of encouragement for the women.
And our former First Lady, Sonia Williams.
Yes, Sonia, she now is living in Washington, D.C., and she is coming in to be a part of this awesome day.
Okay.
Just in case you don't know, Sonia Williams is the wife of the first African-American mayor of the city of Ohio. And she has a great passion for children at risk, and she's an educator herself, and she's also a fantastic speaker and teacher, and she's a very great dresser as well.
Yes, that is true. And Allison Thomas.
Allison Thomas. Now, we were talking about the young people earlier. She actually is a young person who's going to be leading the praise and worship team throughout the day. She's a part of the Victory Christian Center worship team, and she is a worship leader and a beautiful instrumentalist and vocalist.
And Donna McAfee, I'm going to play the rest of this CD. You guys have no idea when I actually saw Tony and Rodney's name on her CD, it's like, oh man, you have no idea the connection. So tell me who she is.
Well, Donna McAfee, this will be a chance of a lifetime for those who will be attending. She was nominated for 5 Grammys. She has a rare 4.5 octave range voice.
Ooh.
And she, her voice, it can't be captured on CD. When you hear her live, she's the type of singer that it just brings tears to your eyes because it is so, so beautiful. She's called the Songbird.
When I sing, it brings tears to your eyes. I want to know why we have
what's the difference?
That's right. I can bring tears to your eyes when I sing. I can.
You know what? At the break, we'd like to hear you sing, and then
no.
We'll.
No, we don't. I don't perform for free inside the studio. That'd be no. You got to give me a microphone that's outside with other people, where people are in front of me, so I can sing to the people.
Okay.
I have to tell you guys. So if you don't know, Zanetta Claybrook is the wife of Pastor Tyrone Claybrook, who comes on here. He's the woo guy. So if you don't know, that is who that is. So I'm not going to let you shine on somebody else's the first African American mayor of the city of Youngstown and not tell who you are?
Why, thank you. Yes, I am the wife of Pastor Tyrone Claybrook, and together we are, I'll tell you, he's an amazing man, and we together.
You're not biased, are you?
Well, I've been married 20 years, and this has been the best 20 years of my life, and we have a lot of fun together. We have four beautiful children. We are involved in ministry, various ministries, home Bible studies. We're also on a leadership team at our church, Victory Christian Center, Liberty Campus. And a lot of people ask me, you know, wow, I would love to have a marriage like yours, and how do you do it? And I just tell people the key is to truly, as individuals, put God first in your life. You live a life for God. And you also mentioned earlier, you know, how do we solve this problem and of calamity and distress and crime that's going on in our area? And the key is it begins with you as an individual. You as an individual, not looking and pointing at others, but you as an individual. It begins with you.
Now, Judy, are you married also?
I am. I've been married 41 years, so I'm pretty old in the, the marriage arena. And I agree totally with what Danette is saying, is if God is first in your marriage, then your marriage will succeed. And today seems like people are not, they don't have a commitment to marriage. We have a divorce rate that's higher than our marriage rate, and it's unfortunate. I think there's a breakdown in family life because of that. I'm hoping and praying that as Christians are empowered to share the gospel more readily with others, that more people coming to Christ will be able to center their marriages and their families on God.
And Mark, how many years was this?
40. 41, same as you. 41.
So we got 100 years of American here between the three of y'all. I'm going to break. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com. Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Trumbull County judge sentenced a diamond man to 10 years in prison for a double fatal crash in Newton Township last year. Prosecutors say 43-year-old Paul Woodyanka was on prescription drugs and had a blood alcohol content of 0.052 when he caused a head-on collision, killing Jamie and Emily Danes. 21 people are named in a federal indictment that was issued in response to a heroin pipeline between Detroit and Warren. The suspects include kingpins and low-level street dealers. Some are violent convicted felons who are connected with murders in both cities. And Governor John Kasich has refused to commute the sentence of a condemned killer who says he intended to rape his girlfriend's six-month-old daughter, but not to kill her. Stephen Smith argues that evidence shows the baby died because Smith was too drunk to realize his sexual assault was killing the child. Smith is scheduled to die May 1st. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I'm okay. Arm's still a little sore.
You're lucky you didn't break something with that fall you took.
I'll be fine. Just need to watch where I'm going.
Dad, I wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind.
What's that, son?
Just hear me out. What do you think about moving to...
Not that retirement community thing again.
I went online and found out about Copeland Oaks. It's close by and looks like a great place.
No, not for me.
But, Dad, with Mom gone and you home by yourself, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm not ready for a nursing home.
Dad, it's not a nursing home. It's a retirement community with younger, active people just like you. It's not like it used to be. They have really nice apartments, even real homes in a neighborhood, plenty of activities, good food, and they've been around for a long time.
I don't know.
You can still do everything you normally do, only you have people around who can help if you need it.
Well, maybe.
You know, they've even got a stocked pond.
Now, that's the best thing I've heard yet.
Call 1-800-222-4640 or go to CopelandOaks.com. Copeland Oaks, a faith-based retirement community. People of all faiths welcome.
We were with Julie and Ben when they ran into trouble on their way to daycare. We were with the Nelsons to help them plan their vacation of a lifetime. We were with Paul when he needed affordable car insurance from someone he knows and trusts.
And we'll be there with you.
Who are we? We're AAA. If you're already a member, renew. Not a member? Join and save $10 on a new membership through May 31st at AAA.com or stop by any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. You are in for a great treat this weekend. We are going to have, is this the first year for the Women's Rally?
Yes.
This is the inaugural year for the Women's Rally in the Valley. And we've had a men's rally in the Valley. They're going to come hang out with us at about 1. But, you don't understand, for those of you who don't get it, there's something happens when men and women separate to assemble to pray and to worship and to fellowship together. They're cross-denominations. They're cross-cultural. They're cross-racial. They break down all barriers, and they just come together to beseech God on behalf of the community, the nation, the city, the valley, and family. That says something. It really, really does. And it needs to happen more often.
It's you look at this kind of event, and it's just terrific. When you get the, how do you deal with young people? Tell me about young people coming to this event. You got how what age do you think?
Young people like me?
Yeah, like you, Tracy, okay. and me, you know. And
I would probably say ages 16 years old and on up will be attending. Of course, younger ages are welcome to come, but for the most part, those that I've seen registered are those moms who are bringing their daughters. They are mostly teenagers and up.
And you would be surprised there are several churches here that have huge youth ministries. When I look at Pastor Yano, Victory Assembly, Highway Tabernacle, there are churches and assemblies here that have huge youth ministries. I would tell anyone who has and wants to expand their youth ministry to go and talk to some of them who have big youth ministries and ask them, how do you do it? Because our young people are different today. You just can't put them in a room and read to them or tell them stories. You have to interact with them. And you have to have a call or a passion for young people to draw them, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because they're different. I mean, you know, we went to Sunday school and we just sat there and looked stupid. And we had to go and we had to be there, so we went. And then after a while it just became habitual, and so now we just do it. But these young people, you just can't say, come, go do this and not give them reason and give them rationale why.
Well, you weren't raised Catholic. We ate lunch, man. We got hit with the ruler over in the cafeteria.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, they had the guy sitting over here and the girl sitting over there. And I went to the school that had the Sisters of Charity. Those are the flying nun with the big hats. And they would have the bell, and they'd ring that big brass bell, and you walked in, and you sit down, and you ate, and you kept your mouth shut, and the nuns walked around like jailers with the rulers, and bam, you know. And you know, it's kind of funny. It's a common experience for people my age who went to parochial school. I only went to a parochial school for about 2 years, and that was enough. But all my friends, for the most part, have 12 years of Catholic education, and that's a real commonality of experience.
But they
all came out with a good, strong faith. All of them did.
I've got to say, I went to a Catholic school for a year.
Yeah.
And I got my sister wrote, I want to say her name was Sister Mary. Francis. And I got my knuckles whacked by a ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we survived.
My nose to the chalkboard, I think it was.
You survived?
I survived.
I survived.
And actually, I still remember the lessons learned. The lessons learned, and that's what comes in to biblical teaching inside of the home.
Yeah.
Discipline is an important factor of biblical teaching inside the home, because everything in the Bible is about self-control and discipline, self-control and teaching. And what we're failing to realize is in the Bible it says that we're supposed to train up a child in the way that we would have them to go, or the way that they should be directed. We should brainwash our children in the manner of which we are brainwashed ourselves. And when they are older, they will not depart from it, which means I should be trying to make children in the likeness and image of God, because I'm walking in the same likeness and image. Because it says that you're supposed to multiply after your own kind. And what we're doing now is we somehow along the way we forgot that we turned out okay.
Yeah, I that's really, I think, an important, that, you know, all that stuff that you're not allowed to
something
do today, we turned out okay.
We turned out, if you really think now about
that. What happened to our children?
We forgot to train them in the manner and in the discipline that we were trained. Because somewhere along the line, we wanted to give them their own rights.
Yeah.
I didn't have rights. I didn't even know what a right was. A right was something that you turned. It was definitely not something that I had at home. Nowhere in the home was there a democracy. It was
not in my house. There was no democracy.
There was no there was no vote. Why can't I go? Because I said
so.
And this was cross-racial, cross-cultural, cross-social economic. Can I be out late at night? No, you cannot. Well, Angie can't. Well, I'm not Angie's mother. What's up with that?
Yeah.
So we've lost that sense of responsibility, and we go back to the word, I think someone mentioned accountability.
Yes. And discipline.
Yeah.
And you know what's scary? I think things have swung so far one direction.
Yeah.
There will come a point in time when a boomerang, so I don't think I'm going to like the way the boomerang works. It's going to go too far the other way. There's no balance in anybody's life these days. These kids are running around. God bless you folks for going out there and trying to bring this message to folks. In an age that we live in where everything around you says, no, it shouldn't be. We don't want to hear that. It's on the TV, it's in our movies, it's on the internet, it's like all the choices are just out there for anyone who wants to take, and they're taking the wrong ones, because the idea of God, self-discipline, living a good and moral life, they don't want to hear that. That takes a little bit of effort. Nobody wants to put the effort forth anymore. How do you deal with a 12-year-old girl? I had a son. Every day I'm glad that I had a boy, because I don't know what I would do trying to raise a young woman in today's world.
Yeah, it can be very challenging.
You know, and
now you have a daughter.
I do. I have two girls and two boys. I have a 8-year-old daughter and a 19-year-old daughter, and I have a 7-year-old son and a 18-year-old son. And I pray for parents of teenage children in this age all the time.
Even when you raise them in a home that has a biblical founding, even when you try to raise, they still go crazy.
It is very challenging. There's a lot of peer pressure, and like you said, on the television and the computers, there's just a lot of information that the children are taking in that does not assist them in growing in the spiritual way of life as far as being godly. And so it is important, Tracy, as you said, as parents, that we are role models, that we do instruct and train them in the right way, to get them involved in activities. You had asked earlier, you know, how do these big youth groups do it? For 20 years, I was, my husband and I were youth leaders. And even at our church, Victory Christian Center, we have an amazing youth program. And the key things that I've found, if kids have something to do that they find is exciting and fun, and where they feel that they're cared about and that the people love them, they will come. Because the other choices out there, it's not a lot of other positive things that are out there. So I would encourage parents to get your kids involved in real positive social activities where they can learn more about God and be around other peers and kids their age that are learning and growing in the ways of the Lord.
What parent today actually sits and talks with their children about religion and God working in people's lives and choices that you need to make and challenges that you're facing? I had that discussion with my son many, many times, and I think it worked. I mean, he is not particularly a churchgoer, but he certainly is a believer. He's a good kid.
I found out the other day he's grown now, Mark.
Huh?
I didn't realize that because, you know, when I met your son, he was a kid. And I found out the other day he's not a kid anymore.
No.
He's grown.
I know
that's
that.
That's amazing, ain't it?
I know.
They grow fast.
But you know what? He's a good young man.
Mm-hmm.
And see, good kids with great parents make good young men. And that means something.
I just don't see this happening in today's, maybe a little bit more.
It is.
You know, but it's.
It is. It's just not talked about. That's not what, we don't promote family anymore.
Tracy, it's not only not promoting family, we're actually promoting the antithesis
correct.
Of family.
That's correct.
When you go into school and they've got birth control shoved down their throat when they're 5 years old, my God, what are they going to come out thinking,
Mark,
when they're 12, 13, 14?
O'clock. We're going to do that at 2.
Yeah.
We got to do that at 2. Because
okay.
there was an initiative put on the floor here in the Ohio House yesterday, and they're all up in arms because they said that they didn't want sexual education taught inside the schools except for abstinence.
Yeah.
And I got an email yesterday watching some people losing their minds saying that that was the worst thing that we could ever do was to teach children how to be abstinent. So we'll get to that at 2. I don't want to get, because I'm ready to rant and rave, but I gotta be nice for another hour and 5 minutes.
But I did want to answer your question. At our home, we do have regular Bible study with our kids, and one of the key things that I found, especially with my teenagers, they were the first ones to go through the family training, and we are a lot more laid back with our younger ones. But if you do not have that open communication when they're younger, it's going to be very difficult to establish it when they're older as teenagers because they do begin to spend more time with their friends and isolate themselves. And so communication and talking about the Bible and just by how you live your life is important. And not every kid, though, is still going to turn out good because they still have to make a choice and a decision for their own life. But, however, I do believe if they have been taught that as children, when they do get older, when those hard times do come, they will have the Word of God. They will have the keys on how to get through those difficult times because they will have been taught those things and they will come back to those things.
I look at some of the stuff I see going on in the schools. I from now on then I go out and talk to schools from time to time. I just kind of hold my breath when I walk through the door. My wife is a teacher. She's taught school for 35 years, and she comes home with the stories I hear from her, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how are these folks going to survive? And I almost feel bad for young folks today because there's going to come a point in time as you get to be my age, and you really begin to realize that life is finite. You know, there is an end. And religion becomes more important the older you get. They're not going to have any basis. There's no foundation for them to go to. And I think that's sad. And this is showing up across the board in our society in many, many different ways. I don't know how you teach that foundation.
You teach it at home again.
But the parents don't want to teach it, Tracy.
But let me say this. When you begin coming up with the women's rally and the men's rally that's happening in the next couple of weeks, the women's rally is going to be this upcoming Saturday at the Victory Assembly over in Coitsville. And if you want more information, you can give them a call. The number is 330-482-9263. You can talk to Judy Nelson. Don't call her right now because she's in the studio, but you can call her in a couple hours. She'll be back at work. You can call Judy Nelson, again, at 330-482-9263. But when I realize in my life that I've made a mistake and I begin to associate with people, my association brings upon assimilation. And so as I change and as I hook up with good people, I will find myself talking to my children if I didn't talk to them before. Because I will be with Danetta and I'll see her talking to her children and I'll come home and say, you know, I'll try that. By being involved with you, I think you are a great writer. I think you're a great orator. And so we should bring people into our lives to make us better. And so when you have a church family, when you have people of faith, my faith should become better because of your faith. Because we are a part of one body and we work, iron sharpeneth iron. And I believe if you saw me taking an assault or doing something that you knew that I had no business doing that was going to be detrimental to my health, you would say, you pull me aside and say, Tracy, I don't think that's good.
Yeah.
And I may get mad at you because you said it, but you would say, Tracy, that's not becoming of the person that I know you to be. Well, inside of a church family, if you have a good church, with love and correction, when I first come in and when I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when I first figure out that, you know, my relationship with God has really gone south, that I got to cut this out because I'm headed nowhere fast, what happens is I meet up with Judy, and Judy and I become friends, and we begin to share. And so I begin to take on the similarities of good company.
Right.
And then I begin to talk to my kids. Or I ask her, how did you get your son and your daughter to go to college? And she said, well, this is what I used to do. And I asked her, how do you get your daughter not to cuss at you? And she says, well, I just didn't stand for it. And I told her why you had to have respect. And you have to have respect for yourself to have respect for others. And so that is how we begin to change it. And but it happens with your association. If you're around people who are doing bad things, then you're more likely to associate yourself with bad things. You get caught up in the bad things. If you're around alcoholics, you have more of a propensity to be a bigger drinker than those if you're not around people that are not drinking. And so that's what happens when you change your environment. And if we're going to change our community, we're going to have to change the atmosphere and change the environment. So I would recommend that this upcoming weekend that you call your neighbor. It's $15. Lunch is included.
A concert by Damix. Five dynamic speakers. Yeah, all you have to do is show up and get your ticket.
And what you can do is you can go to the girl next door that you may or may not know and say, listen, I'm going to a women's rally. I'll pay your way. You want to go.
Yes.
We all know people that need to have a better enlightenment. And you don't want to come out and say something negative to them, but bringing them around a group of people and a group of women where they're going to be in exposed to something new is a good thing. It's like becoming a Republican. You don't know how great we are until you come around us, and you're like, oh, they're people too. What?
Hey, don't laugh. I've met people who've come up to me and said, I've never met a Republican. I'm not making this up, and in Youngstown, I can believe it.
Unfortunately.
So listen, I've got to go. I want to thank Danetta and Judy for coming in. It is the Women's Rally in the Valley. It's going to be on this upcoming Saturday at Victory Christian Center. It is located on 422 in Coitsville. Go straight down Ryan and keep on going till you see the big church on the right.
Hard to miss.
Can't miss it. They will welcome you with open arms. It's only $15. And I'm quite sure if you're a dollar short, they'll let you in anyhow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They just want to come with you to come out and love on you and enjoy you and enjoy what they have to offer. And they're going to give you something that you will take home for a lifetime. Thank you, ladies. Come back and hang out with me
thank
again.
You
thank
for
you,
having
Tracy.
Us, Tracy.
We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Jesus in your heart, and I can hear between your words.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
killed and at least 160 people have been hurt. Nature is throwing all it has at Middle America today, from snow in the north to tornadoes across the plains and enough rain in Chicago to cause a sinkhole big enough to swallow cars. The Dow is down 39 points, and NASDAQ also in negative territory, off 25. This is ABC News.
Breaking news. Harry Reid and the Democrats in the Senate are getting ready to pass a sweeping new gun control bill that will take away your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Conservatives in the Senate, led by Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Marco Rubio, have promised to do everything they can to keep this dangerous bill from becoming law, even if they have to filibuster it day and night. These principled leaders refuse to compromise with President Obama. They have committed to fight the gun-grabbing liberals in the Senate, but they need your help to succeed. You can support them by calling today. Please call 1-800-996-4229 and sign the official Senate Conservatives petition to pledge your support for the Second Amendment. This could be your last chance, so please call 800-996-4229 to support Senators Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Marco Rubio in the fight for our freedoms. Please call 1-800-996-4229 today. That's 1-800-996-4229.
Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
There was an emotional show of support for a city in mourning at a hockey game last night in Boston. ABC's Dave Schreiber has a story.
More than 17,000 fans were at Boston's TD Garden Wednesday night when it was time for Garden legend Rene Rancor to sing the national anthem.
What's so proud?
He was joined by the fans. It was the biggest public gathering in Boston since the bombings at the Marathon Monday afternoon. The anthem was preceded by musical choices including I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, Not Afraid by Eminem, and Walk On by U2. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Arkansas legislators are looking for an alternative to expanding Medicaid, have approved using federal money to buy private insurance for low-income residents. The private option plan was backed by Democratic Governor Mike Beebe and Republicans who control the legislature. The Obama administration has agreed to the plan in principle, but not given final approval. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-259-2941. That's 1-800-259-2941.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, it's no wonder Ford is the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio. Seven models with an EPA estimated rating of 40 miles per gallon highway or better. Now get 0% financing for 60 months on several models.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer, plus free shipping. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Your favorite station really helps you out. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station and your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Need broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice for your small business? Custom plans from AT&T have just what you need. Call 1-855-877-4288 today for special offers available on new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite when I went to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc,
a lot of the seaweed, the kelp, flaxseed oil, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50% to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. In studio with Mark Mangi. It is a third Thursday, and Mark's hanging out with me.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing? Him. This is much better now. I feel much more at home than I did before. Is
it the extra testosterone or what?
Yeah, the level's gone up a little bit, so this is a real plus.
Well, you know what Jeff and Sticks and Ben say.
What's that?
Now we're equal. Because they say women have three different personalities.
Yeah.
And so when there's always 3-1 in here.
Okay.
They're equal. But when they're, see, before you were just like, it was 9-1.
Yeah, that's a little bad. I listened, and the ladies were great talking about the women's reality.
Yes, they were.
Very nice folks.
What? Mark asked a very, very great question.
Okay.
And in studio, let me say this. I have Bob Popa.
Yes.
Bob Popa and Ron Elkins.
Hi.
And they're from the men's rally in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Our fourth year.
You didn't bring me a shirt.
It's all volunteer. I had to buy this. I had to buy the wristband. We
Bob,
buy everything.
Bob, you don't get it. When you come to Tracy, you got to bring gifts.
Okay.
It's women.
Well, it's my first time. My main voice.
But it's a men's rally first. It's their fourth year. This is the fourth time that they've been here. You may not have been.
I know. I've been the MC. Where have I been?
But it's been the men's fourth year. So
yes.
The question that I have is, you should always bring gifts. Look, the ladies brought me CDs.
I heard the CDs. She's good.
Yeah.
How about a wristband?
There you go.
Now you can get into the men's rally in the valley.
That's right. And get free lunch.
There you go.
And free lunch.
And free lunch.
You know what?
They'll let you sing.
Oh, will you guys let me sing?
Now, Mark said that. I didn't say that. I heard you wanted to sing.
I want to sing.
Yeah.
I want to make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Let me go back to what I was saying. Mark asked a very, very great question to the women, and so I want to go back and re-ask the question to you.
Sure.
About men and women and the differences when it comes to fellowship. Why?
You know, that fits right in with this year's theme for the Men's Rally in the Valley, which is from Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And I've been thinking a lot about that because I got saved December. It's been 20 years since I came to Christ. And about 2 years after I got saved at the church, we began a men's ministry, and this was our theme, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And it's just basically like two heads are better than one. But I think with a Christian brother, another Christian brother, a believer in Christ, that you have that bond together, and you keep each other accountable. And you can ask the tough questions, and you can give the tough answers. Wouldn't you say, Ron?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's quite clear scripturally, and also, you know, even from a secular perspective, Venus and Mars, you know, that was a very popular book and approach some years ago. We recognize there are distinctions and differences. In the body of Christ, again, as we all know, though, the diversity is critical, and all the parts of the body coming together, whether it be young, old, black, white, green, red, men or women, that's critical to the body of Christ. But at the same time, the way women can relate to women and men to men, to go off by themselves from time to time and spend that time together, they can encourage and minister and uplift one another in a way that we can't to one another. My wife needs her girlfriends as well as me as her friend. So I think that's a very, very important. We're thrilled that the women are having a rally this year. We've been praying behind them all along.
And it is important, more than we know. Because men need to speak to men, but men need to fellowship with men. And I don't think society today honors men as they should. And if you look at the emasculation in South Carolina, your mic is on because I'm walking down your lane. The emasculation of the male in society today is eroding the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I don't think we understand just how important it is that we begin to put the men back into position and women back into position so that we can have family.
So the man's supposed to be the spiritual leader of his home. And if he drops the ball, then what's going to happen to that family?
We have what we have.
Yes.
The problem is, what is dropping the ball? You know, I do you find it hard to be male in today's world?
No. Mm-mm.
Why not? Because a lot of guys do. I mean, where we're told we can't do this, do that, do that, do the other thing, don't do this, you do that, you're this, you do that, you're this. Really? It gets more difficult. Look at how they're socializing young boys today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to erase the gender.
Well, I think, Mark, I think you've hit on a very key aspect of the problem, because there are two definitions today of what a man is. There's the world's definition of what a man is, and then there's the biblical or God's definition of what a man is. And when the world drives that definition, confusion does abound. And as Tracy said, you know, the role of the man has deteriorated. Look at the TV programs, and all the men are made to look a fool or an idiot, or buffoons of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And if we follow what the world defines as a man in raising our sons, we see the same thing. We're trying to raise our children and our sons, and they're struggling because the world is telling them all day long what they should be. But the scriptures and God's perspective lifts up that man and sharpens that man and makes that man what he is meant to be in society. So there is a struggle going on for sure between those two definitions.
And see, the supernatural struggle that is going on trying to make men into men, especially when you don't have male positive male imaging, Because what the media and what society is showing men that they are is not who God said they are. See, men, there's a hierarchy in family, whether we like it or not, when it comes to the biblical perspective. But when you go back to what I said earlier, the eraser of the biblical perspective of society, we have lost the hierarchy. Yes, I am woman, hear me roar, but I still need a man in my life for me to have focus
mm-hmm.
and direction, whether I like it or not, because men are logical thinkers. They are the head. They give us focus to the family, whereas women, we can do everything else, and we are multifaceted, and we can multitask. And, yes, we're stronger and greater in many ways, but I still need someone to help hone in my focus. And anytime a woman goes outside of that, you see chaos. Because every time a woman takes leadership without a man, you see where there's destruction. Go ask Eve.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting because I remember when you guys started this a couple of years ago, I thought, isn't that something that men feel a need to have to go and gather together to get a spiritual identity? When maybe that wasn't the case 20 years ago. Our society has changed so much now that we have to do that.
I don't think
now.
It's necessarily to have a spiritual identity. We are men of God who want to worship God, want to lift up Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the reason for the rally and the speakers that we have and the music is so that men will understand what it takes to be a good husband, a good father, a good employee. The Bible says, you know, we're supposed to work as we're working for God, not for our employer. So if we're going to work like God wants us to, we're going to be a pretty good employee, regardless of
the situation,
yes,
and the environment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I come to work not because I work for a person that I don't like, but I come to work because I'm going to give you servitude because you pay me, and I'm going to be a good employee because of that.
Yes.
And it gives me a different perspective of witness when I think that way, which means I won't come in every day with an attitude based upon how you treat me. I may not like how you treat me, but I will not react in how you treat me.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked the ladies. How do you take what it is you're doing and get it to relate to young people, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old?
Ron elaborated on it in a second, but let me tell you a great story. Something like this, like the men's rally in the valley, women's rally in the valley. You know, again, Tracy, like you were saying, we're in a supernatural battle, and you never know what God's going to do. You know, somebody may go to the first rally and say, well, yeah, that was pretty cool. I don't know if I'm going to go next year or not. But let me give you an example. Last year, we had Danny Cahill. If you know that name, Danny Cahill was...
Tell people who they are, because remember, we do secular radio, so you got to explain.
Okay.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, Danny, this is secular. Danny Cahill was the biggest loser. He was the biggest loser. He lost over 200 pounds. As far as percentage-wise, he is the all-time champion in losing weight. Well, he's a very strong Christian, and he came to the rally last year, and he brought his 10-year-old son. And during the rally, last year's theme of the valley, our theme was for the rally of the valley, was leaving a legacy. So his son sat there with him during the program and listened to the other speakers. And the incredible story that we heard afterwards, on the plane ride home, his son told his dad, Danny Cahill, for the very first time that he loved him. He had never said, I love you, Dad, to his dad, who was a godly man, but he never said that. But after being at the rally and hearing the speakers and talking about legacy, there was one speaker who stood up there, and his son was there in military uniform, and he stood there the entire time, and as he gave his presentation at the rally. So, but that's just one thing that happened. It was kind of like a small miracle, but pretty incredible.
But you know what? When you think about that, men are taught, you know, suck it up, be a man.
Man up.
And then you've got, right now, you've got a society where you've got a bunch of women raising men. So some men have never really been in the environment of a household that has a man around. And so they go into a men's rally, and they find out that you can be a man, and you can have emotional ties one with another. And it's okay because you need it. Because what we fail to realize is I need other women and men need other men because we make each other better.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Our society doesn't tell us that. They tell us that, you know, we got friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose our sexual identity. If you show emotion, either you're gay or something. But as far as just hugging a man and saying, listen, brother, I love you and I support what you're doing, people need affirmation. I need to tell you that you're doing a good job. I'm incensed about what's going on in the world where men are you guys know, whoever knows out there, I am adamantly opposed to most things that President Barack Obama does politically. He said something last week, and he said that the Attorney General for California was a pretty girl. And I thought they were going to lose their mind. They said, she is pretty.
Hmm?
What's wrong with telling someone, and you're not trying to sleep with them, you're not trying to date them, but people need to hear a positive affirmation that says, you look nice, you smell nice, you are pretty, you're handsome, you got a nice tie, that's a nice shirt. It's good.
Yep.
It builds my self-esteem. It tells me I'm okay because the world comes and beats me up. And we are teaching a society today of men, don't pat each other on the back. Don't everybody win. No, everybody doesn't win in football. Mm-hmm. There's winners and there's losers. And it's okay to lose. And let me tell you, just because you lost the game does not mean you can't win next year. Try again. Everybody can't win.
And that's the lesson that's lost in that, because the lesson that it's okay to lose is important.
Losing is good.
Yeah.
It makes me better.
Yeah. Teaches your character, doesn't it?
Yes. I said something about someone, and my Mark was helping me with a letter, and I came out and I said, his mistakes in his past made him a better man today. I know mine did. The Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose,
yep.
Which means my failures actually made my present quiet as it's kept.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have to expose all my failures, but let me tell you something. I ain't perfect, but God loves me anyhow.
That's right.
And it's okay. But our men need to have that one-on-one connection so that they can join together and cry. It is nothing like seeing men because the weight of the world falls upon people, and women cry, and we're emotionally wacky, but they tell men to suck it up, don't deal with death, don't deal with hurt, don't deal with pain, don't deal with if you hit your thumb with a hammer with a nail, or you don't say anything, you just cuss, and that's not what men do. Men need to come together and release an emotion so that they can deal with life.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Am I wrong?
Now, I'm going to tell you. Last night, I was coming home from choir practice for our show this weekend. And I had another meeting simultaneous. And I decided I wanted to go have a drink with the guys after the meeting. I've never really done that before. I just wanted to be with a bunch of men, other than the fact I was sitting with a bunch of, mostly females for 2 hours. I needed to go with the guys. I don't know if it's not saying it's okay to cry and whatnot. Men are going to show emotions one way or the other. The problem we've got is that men are being told what they should be, and women are being told what they should be by a bunch of vocal people who don't know what they're talking about. And men and women need to look at these people and say, shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
And that's what the men's rally is all about. It's really about, when I say cry, men, I watch men become broken by life, and they have a place to go, and somebody says, it's okay to be who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
It's okay to be who you are. And if you give your issues to God, he's going to make it better.
Yep.
And you're exactly right, Tracy. And the rally says that. The men's rally is trying to say that to the entire Mahoning Valley, the Ohio Valley, the Shenango Valley. Men, come as you are. Come as you are. Because that's the only way we can come to Christ Jesus, is come as we are. And at the rally, you can cry, you can lift up your hand, you can sit on your bottom, you can hug another man, you can go to your knees, you can be who you are, and there is an opportunity where other men will love you, will embrace you, will pray for you, will leave you alone, whatever you want, but there is an opportunity to meet Christ. to meet Christ in that place. And so, and then when you go out, and the rally is just, as we all know, is a one-time event.
Right. It's a tool.
It's just an event.
Right. It's a tool.
Because then we want to go back out into the valleys and be salt and light 24/7, 365,
yes. Yes.
with those men and come alongside them,
yes.
all those men that showed up and knew we want to bring men and let them see what it's like to be a man in Christ.
And it means something.
Yeah.
It means something. It's a place where we can go, and you said you went out to have a drink. Well, when you get done having a drink, you have a drink and then go home. But I will promise you, when you go to a men's rally or a women's rally, you go. It's like going to have a drink, and it's staying with you continuously, because if you always feed off of what you got, you can always chew upon the word that you received. It's because they don't come and just give you a bunch of words. They give you salt in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives you something that's going to preserve you as well as feed you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a regular church, quote-unquote, church service that you attend and we sit and we talk and the man talks and then we hello and everybody shakes hands and we go home. They're going to give you salt and life. And that's what makes it's so important when they come together, because that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We need something that's going to be perpetual.
Now, we got to talk about what's going to happen at the rally so we can find.
Yep.
Go ahead.
The rally is Saturday, May the 4th at the Covelli Center.
You going to let me sing?
What's that?
There she goes.
She wants to sing.
You got to call Bing. I'll give you Bing's phone number. He's the overseer. So
okay.
I'm just an Indian. I'm not the chief. So I can't okay that. But we have six great speakers. It's same as last year, $15 for the wristband. Now, just like the one Tracy has on, which will get her into the men's rally in the valley.
For free, in her case.
That's right, and lunch, okay? But we have a cutoff date for lunch, like about, I think, the 27th of April, like, so say a week from this Saturday, because we have to give them a count so we know how many lunches ordered. It's doors open at 8, and the shofar will blow at about 8:45.
Wow.
A lot of great praise and worship. Bands, as you can see there, we have we change every year and give different churches a chance. So four or five different praise and worship bands will be there and stuff. Great speakers. Joe White, who spoke at Promise Keepers, has been with us before. He returns. Bob Pavlich, who is the head of Teen Challenge. Locally from New Life Church in Poland, Juan Rivera. Ebenezer, do you know? Can you pronounce the Ebenezer's last name? I don't want to butcher it. He's an amazing speaker from New Hope Church out in Warren.
Abigail,
I think that is, yes. Okay. Neil Jeffrey, who is a former NFL quarterback. You might remember him. And Ken Johnson, who is the chaplain of the Indianapolis Colts. So those are the six speakers that we have. The theme is Iron Sharpens Iron, so one man sharpens another. You can get your wristbands now at Shopper's Choice Marathon in Salem, Lion and the Lamb, Salem and Warren, the Family Christian Bookstore in Boardman, at Everett Wayside's Higher Praise Church in Warren, Victor Bowling, Warren Revival Center, and Hubbard Music also. Those are the places you can get them. Or ask your church if anybody has them there. If not, tell them to call us and we'll get them there.
And I'm going to take a break in just a second, but I want to say this. As I said about the ladies, guys who are planning on going, because I know we have some listeners out there who already have their wristband, knock on the neighbor's door next door and say, hey, you want to go?
That's when we made it affordable. $15
is
nothing.
Yeah.
You can afford to buy a couple
and
take that your brother-in-law who's kind of on the border, on the fence right now, then know where he's coming from, or the neighbor downtown, or coworker.
And since I know my place, and I've learned this, it took a long time, I'm going to give the wristband that I just got. I'm going to give it to Mark.
There you go.
There you go.
Mark can go. And he has his wristband, so he can get in and he can have lunch.
Guarantee you'll enjoy it, Mark. Absolutely.
He can experience, because Mark, you've never been, have you?
No.
So you can really, you need to experience, you'll really be surprised by the experience of the men's rally in the mm-hmm. valley. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. If you would like to call and ask any questions, please do so. I'm going to try to hold these guys over because I like having men around me, just to understand. And so it's a great
right.
thing. We'll be right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle.
Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Trumbull County judge sentenced a diamond man to 10 years in prison for a double fatal crash in Newton Township last year. Prosecutors say 43-year-old Paul Woodyanka was on prescription drugs and had a blood alcohol content of 0.052 when he caused a head-on collision, killing Jamie and Emily Danes. 21 people are named in a federal indictment that was issued in response to a heroin pipeline between Detroit and Warren. The suspects include kingpins and low-level street dealers. Some are violent convicted felons who are connected with murders in both cities. And Governor John Kasich has refused to commute the sentence of a condemned killer who says he intended to rape his girlfriend's six-month-old daughter, but not to kill her. Stephen Smith argues that evidence shows the baby died because Smith was too drunk to realize his sexual assault was killing the child. Smith is scheduled to die May 1st. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795.
That's 330-758-5795.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Anybody, I say, it's all good. But I know better, it's all God. But I know better, it's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. I have family when I fall. Pick me up, I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet, I've got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I'd say, it's all good, but I know better.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Men's Rally in the Valley. We had the Women's Rally in the Valley earlier, the Earth Hour. It's going to be this upcoming Saturday, and they want you to come out to Victory Christian Center out on 422 in Quaitsville. It's going to, registration is at 8:30 in the morning. It's $15, and you get lunch. It's an all-day event. They want you to come out and share with the women, but right now I've got the guys in the studio with me, and they're going to have a Men's Rally in the Valley, which is Saturday, May the 4th. And they have registration at 8:30 in the morning, and they're going to blow the Sephora at 8:45.
8:45, yep. And by the way, wristbands, you can buy them. They are available. They'll be sold at the Gavelli Center Saturday morning, the morning of the rally. They won't include lunch, but the concessions are open at the Gavelli Center, so I mean, it's no problem getting some good eat there.
Day.
Yeah, on that day. You can do it, yes. Okay. Ron, tell them about men and women praying over the chairs. We've done this all 4 years, and we're also going to do it for the women's rally, the first one, which is this Saturday.
The whole aspect of unity of the fellowship of believers is critical here. And even though we talked earlier about differences and distinctions between men and women, and there are, the unity is overrides all of that in Christ Jesus. That unity, and a beautiful expression of that is every year that the men's rally has taken place. It takes place on a Saturday, this year Saturday, May the 4th. Friday evening, the night before, women believers will be coming to the Gavelli Center, and they will pray over every seat in the Gavelli Center for the man who sits in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
The women will come, and they've done that. This will be the fourth year that the women have come, and they've prayed over the seats the evening before the rally. Now, this year, this is the women's first rally. It's coming this Saturday. Well, this Friday, the men will be going to the Victory Christian Center, and Friday evening, praying over all the seats at Victory Christian Center for the woman who comes and sits in that chair. The men and the women totally supporting one another, in prayer, in any way that we can in both of these rallies, because all of us come under one Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we can talk about men and women, and we can talk about the distinctions, and there are wonderful distinctions. That's how God made us. But in truth, the bottom line is we are one in Christ Jesus. We are all one.
Amen. Yep.
Do you have praise bands coming?
We do, yeah, from different churches.
Tell me about you're talking from a Catholic Episcopalian. We don't have praise bands. We have something else.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mark. I take things for granted.
Some of them rock and roll pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, guitars and drums and organs and stuff. But it's the music is praise. In fact, in our church, I go to Old North in Canfield, and we used to have a service at 9:30. Our 9:30 service used to be the contemporary. It was almost you sang all hymns, okay?
Yeah.
And then the 11 o'clock was more contemporary, kind of rock a little bit, traditional 9:30. And what they did a couple of years ago was combine the two. So we have
we still sing some hymns, but they're kind of in that contemporary with the guitars and drums and lead singers and background and stuff and organ and stuff, and it blends in that. But
they're like one step close to a black church, a black kind of church.
Amen.
Yeah. Between the two.
Yeah. And the songs that are done are ones that probably most Christians know, and they're sung at their churches, regardless of you know what gender they or what not gender, but what kind of churches they are.
Denomination.
Yes.
Denomination. And you'll find, you know, Amazing Grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might be able to pat your foot a little bit faster, but it's the same words.
Yeah. Exactly.
My heart's going to go a little faster. I
absolutely
can't take the strain, Tracy.
Listen, you'll be able to. No, there won't be a strain, but you'll be able to pat your foot a little bit faster, and it is a. You will find yourself that where you normally sit there and listen, you will be participating.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a difference when you come to a worship service. It's one thing to sit in a pew and be sang to. Be talked to. It's another thing when you're actually participating, and it is a what is it when they
interactive
an interactive
yeah.
In concourse of communication between you and God.
You know, most I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Most men, probably most of us, have sat at an NFL football game with maybe 75,000-80,000 people in the stands or down Ohio State or whatever, and there's big crowds. I've had the opportunity to do that, but let me tell you, one of the promise keepers back in the 90s and early 2000s, I think it was Detroit or Indianapolis, I can't recall. We had 72,000 men, and there's, you know, you
any
have to cheering it. What's that?
Any of them single?
Oh, I think a lot were, yeah. I think a lot were. There were some younger guys there, so. But anyway.
Maybe you could go sing there, Tracy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I was thinking.
But you know, it's exciting to be at a football game or a sporting event where there's a large amount of people and your team's winning and exciting, which we're not used to in Cleveland. But there's nothing like being at an organization like with Promise Keepers. 72,000 men, and we were singing Amazing Grace a cappella. And let me tell you, it was
beautiful.
Unbelievable.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, local call, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Hey, good afternoon, honey. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Got a day off. Listen to you and your panel. Good afternoon to them. I got a question, and there's no malice in it. It's a question that comes up on the street with the brothers. Just like they had the drug bust up in Warren.
Yeah.
Everybody's all excited about it, but that's not the even the brothers on the street have. And when I say brothers on the street, I'm talking about professional, blue-collar, and unemployed.
All right.
So when we see their signs, and you got competition from another event. You know about that?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's another event where they got Maurice Perez and about 6 or 7 foot.
Is that the same day? That's not the same day.
No, not the same day, but I'm saying the same thing.
That's not competition. This is,
well,
I mean.
Well, I was trying to make a point.
Okay, go ahead.
Rubbers on the street, we see that. That's all well and good what you're doing. I have no problem with that. But if you listen to Tracy's show, she calls it kumbaya. We would say that's just a kumbaya moment, basically to make you feel good, not me. Now I'm giving you a chance to answer that question because I've never been able to answer it, and I don't speak for nobody nowhere.
You know, let me say this, and what happens is because of, and I want you guys to chime in on this,
mm-hmm.
because of the segregation of our society, men come down to pray in the city, but it doesn't look as though they come down to stay in the city, and so you have black folks. I just call it like I see it. You got black folks say, here they come. They're going to pray through it. Then they're going to go home.
Go home.
And instead of, and we won't see them again to come and help us pray through some more and invite us back to the table until they're going to have another ta-da moment. And I think people are looking for people to come in and then be there still.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. I have made more friends since I've been the MC of the last 4 years and involved in the men's rally in the Valley of all cultures, colors, denominations.
But see, we're talking about outreach. See, there's those that are coming. Those that come, they're great. That's good. But after a while, see, I got some brothers on the street that the people that you have the camaraderie with inside of this rally, they're not going to come. And the outreach to get them to come to the rally next year, nobody goes out to get them, including the brothers from all cultures and all that inside, when they leave either. We all get in our cars. We all go to our houses. So we're not. This is not a racial thing. This is, we're talking about religious, quote unquote, versus the people on the street who really, really need to hear what you got to say inside the building. And
like,
he's
exactly
asking about outreach.
Like, exactly, like the other 364 days of the year. When a kid get killed, where y'all at then?
Yeah, and see that, and that's an honest question. And maybe they need to. I'm glad you brought up, because maybe they need to think about that, and find out how we have the men's rally in the Valley extended to where there's an outreach program attached to it.
Okay, I take the answer off there.
You know, but I'm serious. I mean, it's the same thing with the women's rally. There needs to be an outreach also, because I'm comfortable in my cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna come in. Hallelujah, and we're going to praise, hallelujah, we're going to sing. And then I'm going to get in my little car, and I'm going to drive back to my little house and go honk, honk, keep on moving. And there are people that we pass on the street every day at our workplace, every day in our lives, that are outside of our cocoon, that we just, how you doing, keep on going, and don't invite them to it.
And the inviting, I think, is an important thing. I don't know. I've read about this particular event. I've never attended the event. It strikes me as a spiritual gathering of men rather than a church kind of outreach thing.
Exactly.
It's not a denomination.
This
is something else. That doesn't mean that those who attend ought not to take the message that they learn there into their own churches, into their own neighborhoods, and reach out themselves. This kind of an organization, I don't think, would have the structure to do the kind of things your caller would want them to do.
I think that's incorrect. Now, it may not be on their mission statement, but what I will say is this: we are laborers in the vineyard. If we're honest about what we're called to do, because we're called to the ministry, those of us who say that we're called by the name of Jesus Christ. And it does not have to be a preacher, but in today's society, outreach is major, because when I look at the lack of information, Satan does a very good job in his outreach.
Mm-hmm.
We do a very poor job in ours, because the message of Jesus Christ is greater. But Satan does a better outreach than we do. And I got to give the devil his due. He's on his job. He never tires. And we are going to, as the body of Christ who say that we are, we're going to have to step it up, because there are too many people dying and going to hell, and we're not reaching out as far as we can because it's just inconvenient. I even had to find out with my own self. I was at a conference, and you get out in the public and everybody's talking to you and you're trying to get through everything and you're trying to get out the door and you're trying to get to your own thing and do your own thing. And I'm learning with myself that I've got to stop and take time, because I don't know what you've been through. And sometimes when people talk to you, they stutter or they sound a little wacky and they sound a little crazy, and you're like, yeah, right, okay, got to go. And I'm learning with myself that I've got to stop and listen to you for real and let God use me for you, because you may look like everything is all right on the outside, but if I stand there a little bit longer, God's going to reveal to me, or you're going to tell me, why I need to spend a little bit more time with my brother that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, as those of us who are Christians, we're human and we don't take the time.
Yeah, maybe we're all just too selfish with our time.
And we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
And so the caller is because we have an issue. And this is not a black, white, this is not a social demographic thing. This is an everyday, even with our own family, we
yep.
try to dismiss some conversations because we just don't want to get into it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're talking about outreach, that's always an interesting concept because particularly when you've got a bunch of different religions coming together, everybody has their own concept of what outreach is. Now, my outreach is different than Bob's outreach. I am not verbal when it comes to my Christianity for the most part. On the other hand, I participate in a lot of things where I can practice my religion in various organizations. Everybody has their own way of reaching out. And the responsibility has got to come on us individually. You know, one of the most influential people in my life never said a word to me about religion. Yet I watched this individual live her life and with, she was humble.
With conviction.
She had conviction. She was kind. She was helpful. And she practiced her religion every day. And that kind of a person had a lot of influence on me.
But it takes both.
It takes both.
But
everybody has to do their strong suit.
Correct.
And, you know, and Bob and Ron's strong suit is be able to verbalize the Word of God in an evangelical fashion. That's not my strong suit. My strong suit's doing it another way. So I get involved with various charity groups. I try to get involved with people. I try to lead a good life by example and help people when I can as individuals. That's everybody's got their own way to do it.
Bob opened his Bible.
Which was significant.
You know, I was talking to a good pastor friend in the city of Youngstown. He's been a pastor there for many years, and I asked him. We had breakfast the other day, and I asked him. I said, "What do you see as the single biggest problem to expanding the kingdom of God in the city of Youngstown, the Mahoning Valley?" Because I think the caller, I hear him speaking, and I'm just struggling with how to respond to him. Only because I wish I had a real good, quick 1-2-3 step answer to that. Because it's a struggle that he has identified. But I can tell you,
we all have.
Mm-hmm. And where I've lived in Tennessee and Washington D.C. and other places, that right now in a suburb in the city, it's, you know, this is a struggle that we all face. I asked this pastor who's been at it for many years, what's the biggest single challenge you see to the expansion of the kingdom of God, to God's accomplishing His kingdom here? And he said, the biggest single problem I see is disunity, division. Division and disunity. The brother's not coming together. The sister's not coming together. The believer's not coming together. Focusing more on our differences than on our similarities. And our similarity being one Lord, one God in heaven, Jesus Christ. And we want to split hairs. And what I turned to, actually, Tracy, I
told you he opened his Bible.
He did, yep. You know, because when I get stuck, I say, okay, where do I go? I got to go to the Word.
Absolutely.
If I get stuck, I can make something up. I can sit here and give you my opinion and make something
Absolutely.
Up, or I can go to the Word and find out what the truth is. Now, this isn't the truth for all things, but this is one passage that I thought of when that gentleman was talking. Jesus is about to go to his crucifixion. Okay, now he's nearing the end of his earthly existence, his earthly ministry, and he's going to pray for. It's called in John 17. It's referred to often as the high priestly prayer.
Make us one.
So he's going to pray. What's he going to pray for?
Make us one.
Make us one. And,
yep.
and that's what I just wanted. To, just
Go
a
ahead.
Couple of verses here. He says, and he says, I do not ask on behalf of these alone. And he's referring to the disciples, the apostles, those around him then and now, he says, but for those also who believe in me through their word. Isn't it amazing to think that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, prayed for me and you, Tracy, for you, Mark, Bob, for me, and all the listeners? Jesus Christ said, I pray for those who believe in me through their word. That's us. We're the believers. And he said, and I'm going to pray that they would all be one, even as, Father, you are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. Why? That the world may believe that you did send me. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them. And he says it again, that they may be one, just as we are one. Jesus is about to go to his crucifixion. What's he praying for us? For
unity.
Our oneness, our unity.
Mm-hmm.
And this pastor rightly said, he said, you know, the biggest problem he sees practically on the ground is division.
Absolutely.
Not coming together, fighting over this, fighting over that. Well, you don't believe quite the way I believe in that. Paul himself told the Ephesians back way 2,000 years ago, it didn't take long for division to set in, for the evil one to start to separate the church, divide and conquer. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, he said, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit until we attain the unity of the faith. He, even back then, they didn't all believe the same thing.
That's true.
You know, we're in the first century church. But he said, you don't have a choice, though. Be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit. That's what God established. We're one in the Spirit because God made that happen. And he said, you don't have that's not an option. You don't get a choice. You have to be diligent. Now, my challenge to all of us is, are we diligent? Are we out there working hard, fighting hard to maintain that unity that God has made in us? Anyways, sir, I appreciate the call and your question, and I appreciate your struggle. And we're going to pray about that continually, because how do we resolve that, all of us, in our neighborhoods and in our communities?
You know, I have, and I love you guys, and it's the Men's Rally in the Valley 2013, iron sharpens iron, or iron sharpens iron. It comes from a biblical passage, and it is important for men to come together as one. And I want to thank Bob and Ron for coming in and hanging out with me. It's going to be on May the 4th.
At the Covelli Center. Doors open
at
8 o'clock.
And that you guys can go and find out. If you go to mensrally.org, you can go find out where to buy your wristbands for your entrance. Try to do this as quickly as possible so that he can have lunch for you there and you can stay all day. It's a great day out. But I have learned about submission and authority. And I'm not going to give the author's name because it's controversial in many ways for some people, so you guys just have to push past it. But I found out that we have to understand the strengths and the weaknesses of everyone. My right hand does more than my left hand, but I need both hands to lift.
Mm-hmm.
And so my right hand often yields its support or its authority to my left hand and vice versa. But I need both of them to do what's necessary. We are the body of Christ, and I have to realize my weaknesses and your strengths and yield to my gift to your gift when you have authority in a gifting. So I will say it this way. Bob has a history in radio and being a DJ. Bob's experience far outweighs mine when it comes to DJing. And so if we were to do an event together, even though I have my own show and it's called Tracy and Friends, I may have to yield my authority to Bob because of his expertise of the years, even though I'm actively on it, he may not be. But then if we're doing talk radio and politics, he may have to yield his authority to what I do so that we can come together as a unit. When the body of Christ learns and when the family unit learns and when people learn how to yield their authority and their submission to the gifting that God has given them, it will give us the ability to advance the kingdom. But until that time, as long as we are struggling to usurp authority over one another and not yielding to the gifts that God has given us, we will always be in a struggle.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much for having us.
Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. When we come back, it's going to be open mic. So beware. Mark and I are going to be on a roll. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
They were on scene trying to put out the flames when the fertilizer plant exploded.
ABC's Alex Stone in West Texas. The FBI says it's looking for two suspects, one at each site of Monday's deadly Boston Marathon bombings. The city, meanwhile, joined President Obama today to begin the healing process. ABC's Aaron Katursky was at an interfaith service.
2,000 people filled this majestic Cathedral of the Holy Cross to mourn the victims of the Marathon bombings and hear President Obama's pledge to a rattled city.
But we'll pick ourselves up. We'll keep going. We will finish the race.
This service of healing is not far from the crime scene. ABC News has learned investigators have used surveillance imagery to pick from the race crowd two potential suspects, one at each blast site. Still no arrests. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Boston.
You wouldn't think twice before holding your child's hand when they cross the street. Are you worried about your parents?
People ages 75 and older had higher pedestrian death rates than people in the younger ages.
That's Lori Burke with the CDC, which analyzed data from 2000 through 2010 and found that senior citizens were the most likely to die in a pedestrian traffic accident. They suggested measures be taken to make streets safer, like speed limits in heavy pedestrian areas. The Dow is down 53 points. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a senior citizen. The Man of Steel is 75 years old today. ABC's David Blaustein looks back on his career.
On April 18, 1938, Superman appeared in Action Comics number one for the very first time. And the rest is history. In the 1940s, Superman was serialized on radio.
Superman. Amazing.
It was the 1950s TV show.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And came 1978 Superman movie.
I've got you.
This summer, we'll even get a new Superman franchise.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. In my world, it means hope.
And for 75 years, that's exactly what Superman has meant to us. David Blaustein, ABC News.
A company that promoted lap band surgery, it's a weight loss procedure, will agree to pay more than $1 million to settle a false advertising lawsuit. Some of that money will be used for billboards, which will warn the public about the risks of bariatric surgery. Daria Olvinger, ABC News.
Need broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice for your small business? Custom plans from AT&T have just what you need. Call 1-855-877-4288 today for special offers available on new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com. One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages,
on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. This is one of my favorite songs, so, you know, I'm just taking some liberties because I can, because I think it's a wonderful song.
What you can do is play what you want. You've got the control. You've got the controls.
Yeah.
You've got the control.
And it's one of my favorite songs.
It's a beautiful song.
It is. Great group of guys. I love quartets. Male quartet, it just, and I sensed the guys were here and they were talking about the men's rally in the valley. I thought I'd play a male quartet because it just worked out. It's one of my favorite songs. And, you know, I they got to get my pastor to come here, and but then I can't show up at the men's rally, so we have to get him for another issue, another thing.
Psalm 27 and 13.
So I'm going to stop now. You know, I'll play the rest at the end of the song. Sorry, guys. The number is 347-945-5229. Ah, Waco blew up yesterday.
Yes.
You talked to me about somebody being deported back who was a person of interest from Saudi.
Apparently, the story is floating around the Internet right now. If you remember, right after the Boston bombing, there was a gentleman who they saw running from the scene, and they have him running from the scene on tape. And the reason why he stood out is everybody was running one direction, and he was running the other direction. And they found him in a hospital and said he was the original person of interest. Now, showing up this morning on a couple of news reports, and I think it's kind of interesting that the President of the United States had an unscheduled meeting yesterday with the Saudi foreign minister. And they are now saying that this gentleman, who supposedly had nothing at all to do with the Boston bombing, is going to be deported next month. I don't understand that. What is going on that the President of the United States has to meet, have an unscheduled meeting with the Saudi foreign minister, and all of a sudden, the person who was a person of interest and is not anymore is getting deported. What's going on? What is it? I mean, this is the stuff that conspiracy theories are made out of. I think the public deserves an explanation as to what's going on with this.
You want them to fess up?
I'm sorry?
You want them to fess up to what's really going on?
Yeah.
Mark, we don't tell the truth. You know that. This is, you know, this is, we don't, we tell you what we want you to know, and then you just do what we say.
Now, ostensibly, I'm here reading right now that the reason why they did it was to talk about Syria, which, I doubt. I doubt it. No.
Did you say that out loud?
Yeah.
And the number is 347-945-5229. Excludes a Saudi national once considered a person of interest may be deported on security grounds. But why were they deported? I don't understand. I'm a little bit lost. Why were they deporting?
I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff floating around right now. Here's what's interesting about living in today's America. There's cameras everywhere, and they got a lot of this stuff on camera, and they identified suspects last night that are of interest to the FBI. The FBI, and please explain to me what I'm missing in this. The FBI shared the pictures with law enforcement all over the country and with some of the media.
It was on TV last night.
Yeah, and the media said and told the media, don't show the pictures.
So why'd they give it to them?
Well, yeah, why'd they give it to them? Because you know what? I was listening to Sean Hannity last night on my way home from where I was, and Hannity said, they're on the Internet. So I went to the Internet and I looked them up. And, you know, you can't hide stuff from the public anymore. That's the flip side. You know, you can't hide from the government because somebody's watching you. The flip side of that is that the government can't hide from the people anymore because
we can
see what's going on.
No, we can't.
Yeah, well.
No, we can't.
Some people can.
No, we can't. You have to dig deep because I found out some stuff that I didn't know last night.
Okay, what'd you find out?
I never knew that Capitol Police were there to secure the congressional offices.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I didn't know they had their own police department within the federal government called the Capitol Police that took care of our legislative body.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
Is that like the Swiss Guard with the Pope?
Almost.
They got funny uniforms for
no,
the
Capitol. No. They look good. These guys look good. They look good. You know, our government, I looked at the photos last night, and I looked at what they're doing, and they say that they were there to, you know, there's a lie going on somewhere.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Of course there's a lie going on somewhere.
Mark's having issues with headsets.
No.
There. Well,
that's better.
That's better?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a
lie. There's somebody singing pretty music out of the earphones on that one.
Oh, okay. But there's a lie going on somewhere.
Yeah.
And because of they're not letting people know what's going on. The same thing is with the conversations you hear about the gun vote yesterday.
Yes.
The same thing that you hear about what happens when it happens. You don't get everything that you're supposed to get.
No.
And they never give you the facts. Tell me, when do you see the news anymore? You see talking heads, but tell me a good news show.
You know, seriously?
I don't care. Give me one good news show.
I watch Brett Baer at 6 o'clock on Fox.
Okay.
At least from 6 to 6:30, I think it's a pretty decent news show. 6:30, it turns to opinion.
Okay.
But I outside of that, I don't. I can't think of one. I think they do a pretty good job. The stuff that goes on, this is scary stuff, and the thing with the media is that they're not only slanting the news now, they've stopped reporting the news. They just don't report it. You got to scour around to find out what's going on. When you got to get online to find out what's going on.
That's what I'm. Where is the news? Where do you find out what happened? When it happened? How it happened and what they're doing about it.
Well, now it's up to the individual. I don't know whether that you could ever do that. As you look back in time and you think, you know, Walter Cronkite, for example, being the paragon of virtue of news broadcasters, it turns out not so much. It turns out that he was as biased as the rest of them.
True.
You know, just wasn't anybody there to call him on it. So at least now, on CNN, for example, and I got to give CNN a thumbs up for this.
Which
and I'm
one?
Not,
huh?
I'm not a big CNN fan at all. But what they did was they came out and they said, "We are pro gun legislation, and that's how we're going to do the reporting." good for CNN for at least fessing up. I don't. They're free to put on whatever they want, but don't pass it off as objective news reporting when it is when it's truly a political opinion piece that goes for 24 hours a day. And so, you know, I give CNN thumbs up with that because at least they had enough courage to set up and say, this is how we're going to report this because we are for this. Now I know what I'm getting when I watch CNN as if I didn't know before, but at least now they're admitting it.
But is that news? I mean, just because I do talk radio.
Sure.
I do talk radio.
Yeah.
I do talk radio.
Yeah.
We're talking heads. I give you my opinion. I give you stuff that may be right or may be wrong. I do talk radio.
And you don't pretend to be anything other than that.
I do talk radio.
That's exactly what it is.
I try to make you think. We try to sensationalize some stuff. I do talk radio. I try to give you, you know, keep you informed about some things. I want to, you know, but we do talk radio. Where does the news, the current events, the things you need to know, where do you find that information? And do you think that it's hurting you?
You don't find it. And I'm going to give you an example. Let's talk about the New York Times. Now, when I was working on my master's degree in history, there's something called a primary source. When you do research, primary source are words written down by somebody, A, who saw an event or actually participated in an event, and you're getting the story firsthand. Now, there are certain places you go to get primary sources when you're doing your research. The only primary source that was acceptable, at least in my department, when I was working in my master's program, that wasn't a firsthand participant, was the New York Times. Now I look at the New York Times and say, how could you use this as a primary source anymore? They have moved so far to the left over the last 10 years that you can't believe anything that they write.
Mark, I got to change the subject really quick. I got to go back. Do something, I want you to chime in.
Okay.
I am a woman of faith.
Yes.
I am. I have a very, very strong belief in my faith. I have many, many convictions. I'm not perfect, and neither is anyone Christian. I believe in prayer, and I believe in trying to do the right thing, even if I do the wrong thing. I know right from wrong. I know the difference between the two. I have major issue right now with the demonization of people in America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always agree with how people live. But if you don't know what you're doing and you're just doing it to do it, you need to step back and learn how to get it done or let God move you to get it done. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm getting a lot of emails from a lot of people who might be well-intended, but what they're going to do, because they're going to step out prematurely, they're going to kill the baby and the bathwater
mm-hmm.
in their fundamentally right thinking and not getting it done right the right way. You cannot turn a ship fast. It will capsize, if I'm not mistaken. And the Tea Party and other people from the evangelical right, you need to learn how the rules of the game and how the process works before you try to come in and turn out the lights. Because if we don't learn where things are, you're all going to stump your toe and we're all going to get hurt. And that's America included. And the reason why I'm reading an email, and I'm sorry. There's some stuff going on with the Tea Party, and I believe they're well-intended, and I applaud them trying to make change and them not liking what's going on. But they're trying to change the process, and you can't change the process from the outside in. You can't, if you don't know where things go and how things happen, you can't make systemic change. And they're getting ready to try to turn the lights out on a whole bunch of stuff. And they're trying to they get involved in the political process, and they get involved in doing some things. And what happens is they let people like the elitists win. Because one thing that the elitists have done is that they paid attention to the process, and they're turning the wheel to where people don't even know that they're moving. You got these, they get the evangelical right, and they're trying to come in and turn the process, and they're still steering the ship too bad, and they have no idea what they're doing. And we're going to end up with bad people in office and bad people controlling things because they don't know how to move it. Did you guys understand that, or am I just ranting and raving right now? I'm sorry.
No, I.
I'm sorry.
I don't know specifically what you're talking about with your email, but I can tell you that we have lost Senate seats we should have won because of that. Harry Reid should not be there right now.
No, he should. That's what I mean. And they're doing it again.
Yeah.
They're doing it again, and I don't want to go into the details right now, but they're doing it again. They're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Instead of taking the baby out the tub.
I suspect I know what you're talking about, but that's.
And we need to be mindful of what we do.
Here's the thing, and this is what a lot of people on the left and the right have never really learned. Nobody, and I mean nobody, when it comes to politics, is going to have the same idea that you have, no matter what. Nothing. It's just not going to happen. You've got people who you can agree a lot with, people you can agree some with, people who you don't agree anything with. You got to look for the common ground and look for the biggest body that you can form by where that common ground lies. I am vehemently anti-abortion, vehemently anti-abortion. And I get more so as the days go on. That doesn't mean I'm not going to sit and talk to somebody and look for common ground to help the problem to a degree, because I know what I'm never going to get. I'm never going to get abortion to go away 100%. It's never going to happen. So what's the best I can get? No abortions second and third trimester? No abortions the second trimester? I don't know. But I'm not going to, you know, go off the deep end and let somebody who is 100% pro-choice to the point where what's happened in Philadelphia happened. Because that's who will get in if I kind of go off the reservation.
I am. And I brought this up. It's for a number of reasons. I mean, someone is in the chat room, and they just said, you know, about the gun legislation yesterday.
Yeah.
I have a problem with people who are mentally ill, people who are criminals, people who are rapists having a gun. But stronger background checks are not going to stop them from getting a gun.
No.
That we need to really understand that if I want a gun and I am a person who is of elite of lack of character, I can get a gun. And
well, you could get worse.
I can get
you could get worse than a gun. You can fire yourself a pressure cooker.
I mean,
in a stadium filled with people. What?
I can get a gun. You know. So the legislation yesterday is not going to kill anyone or stop anyone else from being killed. We need to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Abortion is wrong. I wish that I could say that I think that abortion is going to be overturned in my lifetime. I doubt it. But I don't think we ought to loosen up the laws any more than they already are.
Sure.
I think that we need to rescind some of them and call back on them. And we need to put power back into the parents' hands where you just can't go out and have an abortion without parental consent. If you're big enough to lay down and get a baby, you're big enough to go tell your parents you got one.
You can't go see what's-his-face from Pennsylvania. The guy who ran for president, the senator, my gray cells went blank.
Santorum?
You can't go see Rick Santorum without getting a permission slip of whatever school he was talking at. But you can go get an abortion.
That's a problem. You know, again, you know, I said same-sex marriage. I am adamantly opposed to same-sex marriage. I do not think that people of the same sex ought to be allowed to be married. Okay, I said it out loud. It is what it is. But we need to treat people with dignity and respect, even if I don't agree with what you do with your sex life.
No.
What you do is your business. And what we're doing now is we are forgetting that people have souls.
Yeah.
People are people, Mark.
Yeah.
The problem that we, you know, tying them to African-American and civil rights was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But if people want to get married, they want to sleep together. Black people can't change their sexual identity or their color, the race of their color of their skin. But who you sleep with, you can't. Stay abstinent. And I said I wanted to bring this up. Governor, I guess somewhere down in Columbus yesterday, somebody put a piece of legislation on the table that talked about not teaching sexual education in schools except for abstinence. No safe sex, none of that, no AIDS. So they were going to teach the organs, but as far as that needs to happen in the home. Put the power back in the home. People are losing their minds. I'm getting emails from people because they're saying that Governor Kasich is out of his gourd because they say that the parent ought to teach sex education at home. Why shouldn't the parents be responsible for teaching their children about sex education?
I agree that parents should be responsible for teaching sex education. I think what started the problem is they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
Why?
You know what? It's an interesting question because it would be, I'm 63 years old. So when I was 20, it would have been 40 years ago. And what year would it have been? 20, I would have been 1970, I would have been 20. Which means my parents would have been having a Facts of Life talk with me in 1961, 62, and 63.
Okay.
It didn't happen.
Well, let me say this.
Didn't happen.
In today's society, I don't think we're paying attention to this.
Yeah.
If you start teaching sex education in our schools and continue with it, I'm not going to just teach opposite gender sex education. But as we progress forward in states that they are allowing same-sex marriage, then you're going to have to teach same-gender sex education also.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, even though I am not a parent, I would not want my child to have that education in school. Because, see, not only do I not have to talk to my child about sex education, I got to talk to them about sexual identification.
Okay.
That's not a copy that my mother had to have with me.
Okay, but would you be more comfortable having that conversation if your child was 16, 17, 18 years old, as opposed to having that conversation when your child is 7, 8, 9 years old, which is what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to push it back to kindergarten.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. And my question is, I have to have a conversation with my child at kindergarten because right now, my kindergartner can come home and tell me what
things
are that I didn't know until I was grown.
I'm going to tell you something, but you're not allowed to laugh. You know, I had to have a Facts of Life conversation with my son.
Right.
When Bill Clinton was all over the news.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Now, I'm sitting there drinking my coffee. I mean, this was pre-cable. I'm sitting there drinking my coffee, and I'm watching this stuff on TV show with my son, who I don't know how old he would have been. When was Clinton president? What year?
90s.
All right, 90, so he would have been, he would have been 12, 13, 11, yeah. 12, 13. Maybe he was, actually, he was younger than that. He was 9 or 10. And he says, "Daddy, what's that?" And I just, I'm sitting there drinking my coffee thinking, okay, he's watching this on the news. It's on the news all day. It's in the newspapers. It's in the magazines.
Okay, so now, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now think about this. In today's society, fellatio is known by children, and I didn't know it until I was an adult.
Right.
So I have to have a conversation with my child, but if you open up sex education inside of the schools, it's the way the trend is going right now, you're going to be teaching your children same-sex education as well as heterosexual education, and is that something that you really want to have in your school district?
You know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit with it.
You can do that.
Because if you turn on television, whether you want it or not, if you took, for example, Modern Family, which has probably done more to move the discussion about same-sex marriage off-center than any other cultural thing that's happened, it has made it mainstream.
But whose conversation is it? Is it the teachers? or is it mine?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, my honest opinion, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, it's got to be yours.
It's got to be mine. 16,
17, 18, I have no problem with it being in the schools.
Because right now, they tell me in the high schools, the gyms, where you used to have, if the girl or the guy was gay in the gym class, he didn't come out and you didn't know it, nobody cared, and so he didn't pay attention to it. But now they're trying to hook up with people in the gym class.
Sure they are.
In the high schools, in the junior highs.
Yeah.
We're not paying attention to what we're getting ready. We're opening up a Pandora's box because my value system is not the same as the teacher.
Which is why when the stuff was going on television with Bill Clinton, I had to make up my mind. My wife and I had to make up our mind. We've got two things. We can turn the TV off and pretend it's not going on, or we can sit down and try to put it in terms of the values that we have.
So what did you do?
Things. We chose the latter. We didn't turn the TV off. In fact, we took them to see some shows that we walked in with, and, you know, that we were from the stage, we were criticized. This kid's 11 years old. What's he here for? But I have had these conversations. By the way, that's what made him a Republican.
Yes.
So, you know, there's some things that society forces on you that you don't want. This is a conversation I would not want to have with a 5, 6, 7-year-old. And yet.
But we need to have an open, honest, intellectual conversation and push forward the agenda within the parameters of the law that we have. Because what's happening right now is we're going to put people in office who are going to push forth legislation not based upon their own ideas but based upon the ideas of others.
Yeah.
And it's going to move us so far left that we will never be able to swing back to the center.
You know, the only issue I have with that is that with or without sex education notwithstanding, you're going to have these kids calling each other fags, queers, whatever other term you want to use, pejorative, talking about the gay lesbian community.
You got to have a conversation.
You got to have a conversation.
But in the conversation, I need to teach self-respect amongst everyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to be demonizing the people because of their choice.
I can tell you, and I'm going back to my very first example. In an ideal world, the parents would be able to sit down and talk with their children about this stuff. This is not an ideal world. And when they're coming from somebody that's my generation, knowing that we had to learn about sex from dirty magazines and books because our parents wouldn't sit and talk to us about it. Now, Tracy, you know, where you look at where I come from, the uptight is...
See, the last thing we are today, I mean, let me say it this way. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Join it. It is open mic, so we'll go where you want to go. But now think about this, Mark. In my growing up,
yes, ma'am.
The majority of us never walked in on our parents.
Yes, ma'am.
In today's society, most people, they walk in not only on their parents, but on their parents' boyfriends.
Yes.
Or their parents' girlfriends.
Yes.
Not just once, but on multiple occasions.
Yes.
Our young people don't need to get that information from someone who doesn't have their same value system.
If they're walking in on mom or dad who's married but in bed with the boyfriend, I don't want that kid to get that value system.
Look at what we're doing today.
And it's not the schools, that's in the home.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you're not going to get it in the home, where are you going to get it?
That's what I'm saying. And so why would you put it in school?
Well, it's better than that. At least
put it in school, Mark.
Where else are they going to go?
They need to go to the corner store and read a book.
We went and got dirty magazines. You don't do that. They might go on the internet and click on and see whatever you want to see.
You do better. As a matter of fact, you do better by going on the internet.
And I suppose
and maybe I'm wrong about this, and maybe I'm too old-fashioned about this, but do we really, really get this? I'm concerned. I'm majorly concerned about this.
It's a societal cultural issue as a whole, and you can look at the individual parts and say this ought to be this way, this ought to be that way, that shouldn't be that way. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be looking at movies, magazines, video games, television, internet, these kids today are surrounded by this stuff. They know much more at the age of 6 than I knew when I was 17, and I can't do anything to change that. Do I have a problem with schools teaching homosexuality? No. Do I have a problem with schools teaching homosexuality as something other than out of the norm? I don't know. I don't know.
And it's something that needs
because
to be talked
my,
about.
You've got
to understand, we're going to be talking about this. This conversation is going to be, you can choose your sexual identity based upon your proclivities of how you feel.
Yeah. My overriding, I start with what is my overall view, my top view. What do I think that's important? I think a family is important. I think that stable relationships are important. When I step down from that, okay, what kind of family, what kind of stable relationship? Well, I would want a two-parent family, preferably a mom and a dad. But if I can't have a mom and a dad, and I can have two gay guys raising a kid or two lesbians raising a kid, my preference would be for a stable relationship in that kind of environment than not. So, you know, as I'm going down, it becomes less as I start. This is what's really important to me.
Can you imagine someone having this conversation with your son before you do? Can you?
At 5 or 6, they probably will, because he's going to go 5 or 6. Listen, you see these 3 or 4 year olds with computers and whatnot.
Correct.
They got the phones.
But
they go there. You don't know what they're reading.
Teaching your child that he can choose. Your son, he can choose his gender identification.
No, he doesn't choose his gender.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
What do you mean he doesn't?
That gender identification is genetic. It comes in. It's not a choice.
It is a choice.
I'm
choosing that I no longer want to be a girl. I feel like I'm a guy. And so my teacher tells me that I can choose what I want to be.
No.
Yes. And you don't get to have that conversation with
your kid. Listen, whether you prefer men or you prefer if a guy prefers a guy as opposed to a woman, nothing's going to change that.
That's true.
The issue is, do you act upon your urge?
No. I'm going to teach your child.
Yeah.
Because, see, and we have to realize 50% of the households today, if not more, dad's not there. See, you guys have got the –
You're missing my point.
Dad's not there. So who's going to teach – remember, mom is raising your boy now.
But one doesn't choose one's sexual preference.
Okay.
So if the teacher's going to say it's okay for you to choose to live this way,
right?
Okay, I know my son's not, because he's not gay.
But at 5, do you know?
I you know what? Probably not. And I'm whether or not it's appropriate at that age level is a different story. No, it's not. It's not appropriate at 5. Let kids be kids. But it's certainly appropriate at age 12, 13, 14.
To have a conversation.
To have a conversation.
We're not talking about conversations. We're talking about you're going to choose.
I'm going to guarantee you 60 or 70 or 80% of the parents will not have that conversation with their kid.
Oh, I believe they will.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't.
I do. You know why? Because we're in a different society.
And I'm going to tell you something else. They're not going to have to, because there ain't nothing you can tell these kids at that age that they don't already know when they get to be that age.
They're going to have that conversation, and they may not have it the way that I would like to sit down and have a conversation with my kid over, you know, a marshmallow drink. That ain't going to happen. But they're going to have that conversation, and I want to be the first one out to shoot to have the conversation with my child. I do not want that to happen.
Which goes to my point. At 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, it's inappropriate. Any sex education at that age is inappropriate, period, end of discussion. As you get older into junior high school, I mean, please, I remember my gym teacher. We had sex education when I was in seventh grade from my gym teacher. Oh, my Lord. They had the old black and white movies that they showed. It was hysterical. I remember like it was yesterday. You know, it's no wonder people came out screwed up looking at that stuff.
See, Mark, y'all are different. Another era. We had color, and they didn't get into graphics. I had a very, very good sex education in school.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell me about same-sex education. I never in my mind fathomed that kind of conversation.
No.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, so me as a heterosexual female,
mm-hmm.
in my mind, I had a hard time wrapping my small little pea brain head
mm-hmm.
around that conversation now.
Yeah. Right.
So,
but the kids today don't.
Yeah, I know.
Because if people are coming out of the closet at an earlier age and they're looking at a relationship. So little Johnny's in school and he sees Billy and Bobby walking down the hallway holding hands or Billy and Bobby hugging at a football game.
It doesn't bother them today.
It doesn't bother them today.
But when you understand that we today are teaching them experimentation is okay, it's not. I mean, I know this is a deep conversation, but it's not. Experimentation that what's going on today, and they are, I mean, we, as if you're honest with our own lives, most of us have our own.
Listen, we all experimented at one time. When you're 7 years old, I'll show you yours if you show me mine. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
They put rapper in house, but see, they're doctors, today. Do you realize that if you ask school board members the kind of executive sessions they have about what happens when they find kids playing house and doctor today?
Sure.
It's not the same house and doctor that we played when we were kids.
I'm not ready to make that leap. I'm starting. People are people, no matter what age.
We never thought about that. We never thought about. And when I talk about experimentation, you have friends with benefits now.
Yes.
You got kids just hooking up to be hooking up.
They're not getting that at school. They're getting that from television.
But again, in school, cultivating it is not a good thing. We need to step back and
educating them is though. What's what they're seeing on TV? They're going to see it on television. They're going to see it in the movies. There's no parental supervision anywhere in that house. This is going to watch anything that comes through. Every now and then, you get the parent who comes in and puts on the age controls. Leave the kid alone. He'll figure a way around it within 5 minutes or go over to a friend's house and watch it.
But there has to be having a teacher do it. You don't know where the teacher's coming from.
The point I'm trying to make is, as far as experimentation goes, if you're 14 or 15 years old and you're a heterosexual, you're not going to experiment with another guy.
That's not true.
There's heterosexual. I don't know if that's I don't think they will.
I don't think that's true.
How do you know?
I don't.
That's the problem.
But I don't think that's true.
There's no sexual desire to go with this individual.
Because the same thing that happens when people go and become incarcerated, and they.
But you know what? That's a different.
They don't come out gay.
That is a different situation. Yes, ma'am. That's different.
What's the difference?
Because you have no choice. There's nobody else to go to. When you're in high school, there's little Betty over there, ba boom, ba boom, and you're not going to worry. But look at you.
I'm taking a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Trumbull County judge sentenced a diamond man to 10 years in prison for a double fatal crash in Newton Township last year. Prosecutors say 43-year-old Paul Woodyanka was on prescription drugs and had a blood alcohol content of 0.052 when he caused a head-on collision, killing Jamie and Emily Danes. 21 people are named in a federal indictment that was issued in response to a heroin pipeline between Detroit and Warren. The suspects include kingpins and low-level street dealers. Some are violent convicted felons who are connected with murders in both cities. And Governor John Kasich has refused to commute the sentence of a condemned killer who says he intended to rape his girlfriend's six-month-old daughter, but not to kill her. Stephen Smith argues that evidence shows the baby died because Smith was too drunk to realize his sexual assault was killing the child. Smith is scheduled to die May 1st. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is Becky Wolf and Jaring Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. The Marcellus and Utica Shale is a game changer for this area, and there are growing opportunities every day for people who are willing to work. We continue to grow here at Jaring, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Natural gas is changing the job market, and we are truly knocking the rust off this rust belt. Jaring Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future. Jaring Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DearingComp, that's DearingComp.com.
Spring is here, so let's talk green. Don't let poor landscaping take away from your beautiful home. Get your lawn like you've always dreamed of with J&J Ground Maintenance in Austintown. Call now and get half off your first cut of the season when you sign up for the year. J&J is now taking new customers for their proven fertilization program. What their competitors do in 8 treatments, they do in 5. It's okay if you weren't born with a green thumb. J&J Ground Maintenance in Austintown provides landscape services including design and installation, weekly lawn cuts, and leaf removal. Family owned and operated since 2008. Call now and get half off your first cut of the season when you sign up for the year. 330-953-1069. It's the only number you'll ever need. 330-953-1069. Like them on Facebook and let the landscape artists at J&J Ground Maintenance give you the picture-perfect lawn that you deserve.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back, and it's open mic. And you're with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I've ranted and raved.
You can do that. It's your show.
No, I'm done, and I'm trying to eat an apple quietly. And, you know, everything is healthy, conscious, right?
That's, well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Everything, you know.
Dried apricots, though. But they have to be dipped in chocolate for them to be good.
Mark, that's bad.
Ginger brought some home the other day, and my wife brought some home the other day, and they had, she got them over at one of the candy places, and dipped in white chocolate. Oh, they were so good.
I'm on a diet, Mark.
I know. So am I.
Hey, local, call your mic's up.
Tracy, you're at the end of your show. Can I have the last word?
You can have whatever you want.
You just played, you didn't, but your station just played the news clip. This dude that appealed to Governor Casey.
Yeah?
For raping a six-month-old girl and the baby died.
Yeah?
The best his lawyer could come up with on his plea was, we'll plead to the rape, but we didn't mean to kill the baby. 3 years of law school. That's the best he could come up with? Come on. He should ask for a new lawyer.
Well, listen, I just gave Mark a clip over there. Did you see that?
Is that what that was about? I haven't read it.
I gave Mark a news clip. There was a kid, young man, that raped his stepdaughter.
6 months old.
No, someone else. This is somewhere else out and his ex-wife, or his wife, and the preacher is asking that they give him a lenient sentence.
Wow.
You folks is going crazy. I'm telling y'all folks, it's nothing. Y'all trying to teach kids sex education and sexual identity and, you know, what? That's what I'm saying. See what I'm saying, Mark? Look at that.
I spilled my beer when I heard that.
See what I mean?
Y'all have a good one.
Wait, no, wait, but you said you was going to have the last word. How you going to have the last word and you got 7-8 more minutes to go? How did that happen? You going to have the last word and have 8 minutes to go? That ain't the last word.
Holy smokes.
See there?
My goodness, he would...
He was sleeping with his stepdaughter, or his stepdaughter or his daughter, and his wife and his preacher, the same story. And the wife and the preacher asking that he get leniency because he needs to have counseling. Can you explain that to me, Mark? You're a lawyer.
I can't. That's why I don't do this stuff.
Oh, you don't do criminal?
I don't do criminal stuff, no.
So I shouldn't call you for criminal stuff?
No. Hey, what are you going to do? If you don't call me for bail because you'll sit in jail for a while. I have to find somebody that knows what they're doing.
Mark, what good is having a lawyer as a friend if you can't?
Hey, everything I learned about the law, I learned on Law and Order. You know, back in the day, that would have been enough. Now they make it go to school. But they don't teach you anything in law school.
Well, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They teach you...
They teach you where to go find the law.
Yeah, good luck with that. I remember one of the judges, back when I came back to town to go to work, I was walked into one of the municipal courts down there, and I'm trying to think which judge it was in Youngstown Municipal Court. Somebody said, you're doing this, it's unconstitutional. The judge says, the Constitution does not apply in Youngstown, Ohio. And that was the end of that.
I was talking to some lawyers, and I asked them about law school, and they said, law school does nothing but teach you where to find the law.
That's about it. And how to think. They try to teach you how to get from point A to point B and in analyzing a situation, to argue both sides of a situation. And they do a pretty good job at that. But but as far as any practical thing that's useful, I mean, like, where's the courthouse? How do you file a where's the clerk of court's office?
They don't even teach you how to stand up in court.
They teach you nothing. It's baptism by fire.
You know, it's funny. I got to throw my hat off to secretaries and executive assistants, to lawyers, and to this. I'm going to start with lawyers because those are the people. If you have a good secretary or a good legal assistant, and they have years, and you are a new lawyer, your secretary will teach you everything that you need to know to become successful.
Sure.
They understand it.
They know. They know what to do. They know where to go. They know who to call.
Absolutely.
You know, they know how it works.
They understand the process.
Yeah, particularly the legal profession, because it is by design antagonistic. And, boy, I could tell you some stories sometime when we're not on the air. And, it's funny now when you look back on it, but believe me, it wasn't funny going through it. And the law profession tends to attract its more than its fair share of whack jobs that go into the profession. And for some reason, they tend to end up in positions of authority. But there have been some humdingers, you know, especially in the legal profession, especially here in Mahoning County. You know, we've had some colorful characters.
Yes. Yes, but I think all industries do. They just don't get publicized as much as ours.
Okay.
I mean, seriously.
They're not hauling off to jail for 10 years.
Have you looked at Detroit lately?
Oh, yeah.
Michigan's crazy. I mean, they've got some things going on up there. And it's just amazing what they do up there. And it's really funny how every state has its own set of rules on how they handle things.
Well, and I'll tell you what, but believe it or not, Ohio does fairly well. From time to time, I've had an occasion to practice in Pennsylvania. I've had an occasion to practice down in Virginia to do some stuff, particularly in Virginia. My goodness, it's just amazing that they get anything done down there. You know, in Ohio, we seem to be very logical in our approach to things, and, you know, it's pretty straightforward. Because some of these states, I don't know how they function, but they do. Or so they think they do.
I'm happy with Ohio. I've got, you know, we have our ups and downs, but I'm happy with Ohio. I think we have a very, very well oiled machine. I think we're growing.
Yeah.
I think we're doing great things. I just want people to quit being stupid.
Oh, well, to figure out how to do that, let me know.
Mm.
Especially the guy that was driving across the center line on my way to work this morning.
Well, that was not wise. That was not wise.
He was drinking coffee and talking on the phone, and it was a he. Usually it's a she, but it was a he this time that was doing it. And he was driving a truck. It was a little scary.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's open mic, and I'm quite sure there will be a lot of conversation with open mic. President Obama was really a little miffed at a lot of people yesterday with the vote.
Yeah, he was a little bit...
he was missed.
And so was Bloomberg.
Yeah,
and
they were really a little upset about
yeah,
that.
So was Feinstein. Yeah. They were
a little missed.
No, he thwarted the will of the American people.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I watched that on last night, and they were just a little missed.
They thwarted the will of the American people when they shoved Obamacare down our throat. They didn't seem to mind that. That was a different story.
That's different. You got to go by how they do things, Mark. you're going too far. Listen, I've enjoyed the people that came in. Don't forget the women's rally in the Valley this weekend. The men's rally is going to be on May 4th. I'll be announcing it between now and then. I want to thank Mark coming in and hanging out with me and letting me rant and rave about my issues with schools and education and kids. I just believe the parents ought to step up and be parents. And if parents step up and be parents, we don't have to have all these problems.
Hey, amen to that.
I do. If you have a kid and the kid got here, you know, by natural means, then guess what? You need to have that same conversation with the kid so he don't make a kid before he's prepared to take care of the kid. How hard is that?
Apparently pretty hard.
It's not that hard, Mark. It's not rocket science.
No.
Don't forget to get your tickets to the Love Doctor, who's going to be here on next week from Thursday. And don't forget to go out and visit Barbie at Dolls Auction and Dolls Antiques and All. They're on the corner of South Avenue and Western Reserve. They buy new and used gently antiques and furniture. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at